All right, Isabella Chisholm, she is with Indiana Farm Bureau, the second vice president of Indiana Farm Bureau. We're talking about Thanksgiving right around the corner next week, and prices for food items when it comes to Thanksgiving are a little higher here in 2021 compared to last year. So, Isabella, let me ask you this. You've been hearing it and seeing it all over the news here locally and on a national level as well. Everyone's talking about how prices for a lot of things in 2021 are higher. Would you say Thanksgiving food fits in that category? And is it inflation, or are there any other causes as to why people here in Indiana are paying a little bit more for Thanksgiving this year?
Well, at first I'd say yes, we're seeing it in the food as well. I think anybody that goes to the grocery store is going to say that our food prices have gone up. I can speak to this probably from both sides at this point, as a farmer and as that grocery shopper, both for our family and the farm as well. But when I go to the grocery store, I have seen inflation has hit, as well as the supply chain. I can't always get everything that I'm looking for. Then we've had a tough time. We've come off of a tough year with the pandemic and widespread supply chain issues pushing prices higher, and the economy has been stretched. Although with Thanksgiving, we have comparable costs across the rest of the country. So although prices have increased, Indiana is not alone in seeing those increases. The main driver, go ahead.
Yeah, no. You go ahead and finish your thought. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's all right. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, that kind of led me into my next question. I noticed in the study it says Hoosiers are right on par with the rest of the country when it comes to Thanksgiving prices. So how much are we talking for a Thanksgiving meal in 2021 in Indiana?
Okay, so in Indiana, the market price for feeding 10 people for a set amount of or a set menu is $53.58, and that feeds 10 people. But that's still under $6 a person to feed those people. Now, that's a 12% increase if you look at 1 year to the next, but over the entire United States, that's only 1% different than the rest of the United States here in Indiana. So we're right on par with the rest of the country. But something else that I'd point out is that while farmers are still farming to raise that food that we're going to be eating next week, they're still going strong, but the same dollar that we're spending on that food, the farmers are getting 8 cents of that dollar. So out of that entire $53, almost $54 we're spending on that food, they're getting just under $5 of that.
Yikes.
Is that
lower than normal?
Yes, it is. It used to be about 17 cents of every food dollar, and now we're looking at 8 cents of every food dollar.
What's the cause behind that? Why are farmers getting less?
It's very much the same things that we're talking about earlier as far as the inflation rates, supply chain issues. It's all of those same things.
Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned how much it's going to cost for an entire Thanksgiving meal for a family of 10. Are there specific items on that Thanksgiving menu that cost more here in Indiana than the national average?
Yes. A 16-pound turkey, that's one of the things that they're looking at. I want to throw in there, before I go through this entire list, the 16-pound turkey would be one of the things. But when I look at my grocery store today, I can get it for less than what this survey is showing. And the reason for that is that the survey is taken at the beginning of November, and we're looking for non-discounted prices. So I want to encourage our shoppers, our consumers out there, that if you look and shop around, you're going to be able to find prices lower than what the survey will show. So take heart and shop smartly. So back to your question, which items are higher? This year, we've got three items that were higher than the national average, and that's the 16-pound turkey, the stuffing, and the pie shell.
Gotcha. Okay, so the turkey is costing a little more here in Indiana compared to the national average. Is there a reason for that?
You know, I think you're going to have to talk to the Indiana Poultry Association for that, because I don't know why that would be higher here in Indiana than anywhere else.
Okay. Fair enough. hey, that's
an excellent question, though.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Let me ask you
but
this then.
I can tell you, Rob. Hey, I can tell you, if you like whipping cream on your pie, that is down in Indiana, as is the stuffing and the veggie tray.
Give me all the Cool Whip. Give me all the
that's
Cool Whip
right.
for a pop. That sounds good. That sounds good. Again, we're talking with Isabella Chisholm. She is the second vice president of Indiana Farm Bureau, talking about Thanksgiving prices and how overall they're a little bit more than last year, and a few items here in Indiana costing a little bit more than the national average. Isabella, is there anything else that you want to touch up on, anything that you find important for the story?
Yeah. Something that I feel everybody needs to remember is that we've all gone through this past year and a half together, and we're working through it the best that we possibly can. We still have a lot to be thankful for. And as we gather together with our family, no matter how large or small, that we continue to give thanks for the farmers that grow our food and our ability to prepare it and share it together.
I love that. I love that message. That's really good. Isabella Chisholm with Indiana Farm Bureau, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us and helping us out with this story. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you too.